It is time for us to chat with our latest athlete of the week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Cameron Fink. She is a freshman, soon to be sophomore this fall over at Highland High School in Riverside. This was her second season as a member of the Huskies varsity softball team this past summer, and she had an outstanding year that earned her a unanimous first-team all-conference selection in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference North, as she ended up with a .424 batting average, team highs of 39 hits, 35 runs scored, and 40 stolen bases for a Highland team that reached the state tournament. Cameron, congrats on a great summer. What was your maybe favorite part of how this last softball season went?
Truly getting to spend so much time with all my teammates. Everyone made it so fun, and it was just so enjoyable to be on a team that always stayed positive and just loved being together.
This was a very, very young team that you had this year. There was one senior in Lily, one junior, one sophomore. But despite a lot of freshmen like yourself and a lot of eighth graders, I imagine that means there was continuity because you guys have probably played together in summers before this season, right?
Yes.
So after kind of a 500-ish start, you guys ripped off those 8 wins in a row that got you to state. What do you think maybe changed in that time?
I think we truly just, we learned how to play together, and we realized that if we all stick together that we can win as a team, and we just got the confidence. We truly did.
Talking with Highland's Cameron Fink, our latest athlete of the week, an all-conference selection for softball this summer for the Huskies on their way to the state tournament for the first time since 2014. When did you kind of get the sense in the postseason that you guys were going to be able to put that run together? I imagine not only winning, but winning at North Lynn the way you did probably made you feel like, okay, we've got a chance to do something special here.
Yeah, that definitely gave us a kick. And I think some of the younger girls just needed that little boost to allow them to realize that it is possible and that, like, we can do it as long as we put our minds to it.
You were a big part of setting the table for the lineup, as we talked about this season, and a lot of that has to do with speed. You would beat out a lot of bunt singles and a lot of infield singles in there. Has speed always been something you've kind of utilized on the softball diamond?
It most definitely has.
You play a little outfield defensively as well. Do you feel like that helps you, having to do all those drills, just in terms of making sure you stay in the shape you want to be in, not only to run the bases, but then for other sports like basketball and track?
Yes, it definitely does. Having to cover that much ground in the outfield keeps me in shape for running the bases, basketball, track, truly just every sport in general.
Talking with Highland's Cameron Fink, our latest athlete of the week, an all-conference selection now for basketball and for softball after her freshman year. Do you feel like this was your first high school year, so the first time you had to go from basketball to track and then to softball? Do you feel like kind of having track in the middle was good because it kept you in shape, but it wasn't quite having to race to the cage and get ready for the season? You had some time to get ready before softball started?
It truly most definitely did. And just having track allowed me to not only stay in shape, but also just have the agility part. Like, I wasn't losing anything in between seasons. I was keeping my body going and not giving myself a chance to stop.
How much do you think it also helped that you not only played as an eighth grader, but you played close to every game? Do you feel like you were just more comfortable this summer?
I definitely was a little more comfortable this year. I know going into last year, I was a little scared of being a rookie, knowing that, like, I came into this year knowing that if I made a few mistakes, it was going to be okay, and that the mistakes that I did make last year, I learned from them, and it truly did help me to improve this year, and I think it gave me the confidence to just believe in myself more.
You had a pretty successful school year with not only softball, but as we said, basketball, and a really good spring in track and field, and yet you're staying busy. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what you're doing this week right now in your dead week. Can you tell people a little bit about that?
I'm currently volunteering at a camp called Camp Reef. It is a camp where a bunch of disabled, mentally, physically, anyone who is disabled, come to this camp, and I help them to go fishing, boating, just have a fun week that they don't always get to have.
I imagine that's something you look forward to the last couple of years that you've gotten to do it.
Yes, I sure do. It's truly so fun. And just to see the smiles on their face, they're so happy all the time. And it's just, it warms my heart so much just being able to know that I'm helping them put a smile on their face.
Yet a long summer. This is a pretty awesome way to spend a little time off before we have to jump back into volleyball and everything that's coming this fall and beyond. That'd be the last thing I'd ask you, Cameron. With all the success you had across a couple of sports, I imagine you probably got the wheels turning a little and thinking about you can be even better across whatever sports you're going to play this next year, right?
Yes, I'm definitely working to improve in all my sports and looking forward to this upcoming school year.
Well, we can't wait to see what you do because it was a lot of fun to watch you in the winter, in the spring, and especially this summer. Congrats on the All-Conference honors for softball and for being Athlete of the Week.
Thank you so much.
That is Cameron Fink, freshman at Highland High School, a first-team All-Southeast Iowa Super Conference North selection for softball for the Huskies after their outstanding season that included a trip to the Class 1A state tournament, coming off an All-Conference season in basketball as a freshman at Highland, and some outstanding performances in track and field this spring as well. She's one of the top athletes already in our area, and as you heard, she's taking a little time off to still go out and do some good over at Camp Reed as well. Congrats to Highland's Cameron Fink, our latest Athlete of the Week.